Good morning. Well, US shares had a much quieter session in overnight trade, actually taking a breather perhaps after hitting five-month highs yesterday and improving for the past three trading sessions. The Dow Jones managed to edge higher by just 7 points. The S&P 500 down by about a tenth, and the NASDAQ, which represents tech stocks, struggled most, down by about a fifth, but certainly have been the standouts over the course of the week. What didn't help perhaps is the report that the US and China not quite as close as hoped to reaching a trade deal. There were some expectations that they could be holding a summit at the end of this month in the US. That looks like it's going to be delayed through to at least next month. Also keep in mind that over the next 24 hours, you've got quadruple witching taking place in the US. This is basically where stock and index options and futures all expire at the same time. So it can create some unusual moves, something to watch in the next session. Now across the US market, we had Visa, the standout. It actually hit a record high after receiving a broker upgrade. Apple also up for a fifth day and hit a three-month high, and this is after a US broker essentially suggested that although demand has been waning for its smartphones, demand for its services should remain quite strong, so it's quite optimistic for the future there. Boeing, one of the worst, down 1% last night, down about 12% this week, and overnight there were reports the 737 MAX planes could be grounded through to at least April ahead of a software fix. Now, European markets were mostly higher last night, but all eyes were certainly on the UK in the House of Commons there, as lawmakers voted to delay Brexit past the current 29 March deadline through to June 30. And it does come with conditions. Essentially, May's Brexit plan would need to be approved by next Wednesday. And it would be the, if it's voted down for the third time, then the delay could be a bit longer. So the big question over the next week or so is going to be how European Union officials actually respond. All 27 EU governments will need to approve this extension. And the question is going to be how long that extension will be. So the longer the extension, the more uncertainty remains. The Aussie market today is set for a slightly better start. SPY futures up 13 points or a fifth of 1%. Not too much on offer to move the needle today, but there will be some data on Chinese house prices for the month of February. The stronger the property market is there, in theory at least, the stronger the demand is for our commodities. We also have the Bank of Japan meeting and an update on overseas arrivals and departures locally. So not really market moving, but certainly interesting when it comes to tourism and migration flows in and out of Australia. The Aussie dollar finally sits at around 70.6 US. And as far as commodity prices go, mixed performances, but iron ore stood out, lifting 3.5%.